As the great cosmic angel speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am Presence to bless him. We thank him with all we are and have for the strength and energy that he has given us during the time of these dictations. For I know that is ours to use in our own atomic structure. That is ours forever. Precious ones of our heart's love, we thank you for eternity, for your blessed presence with us, and for your outpouring of that which enables us to move into outer action, cosmic powers that are greatly needed in the physical octave by mankind. Tonight, I trust I will have another opportunity to bring you great joy as we turn your attention in the use of these greater powers of the cosmic fire to draw forth from the great boundless mind of God the full understanding of all that the cosmic fire can do for you all. And as you enter in to the deeper knowledge of this great power of life's perfection, may the illumination bring you such joy as it floods through you the explanation of many of the things that we do in our octave. And as you understand more clearly in the outer what these great powers of life are and what they can do for you and how you can have them in your outer use by your continued attention to this call and to your presence, of course, first, and then with your firm determination to draw these powers into the physical octave, will you find greater and greater joy coming into your daily activities until the very enjoyment of the use of these powers will be so great that it automatically keeps your world harmonized. I want you to begin to feel your great power to go directly in to the great cosmic mind of the victorious All Christ. Now that is the same as your own higher mental body, and the ascended masters and cosmic beings. But there is a certain action in the use of this. When you speak of the cosmic mind of the victorious All Christ, you can go into direct connection with the great cosmic beings whose power has designed this system of worlds, who have sustained it through the centuries, who operate it constantly in its great cosmic activity throughout creation, and you may enter in and know through love what those great beings plan both for the future of this earth and in what way you may draw forth other powers into your outer use that as yet you have not drawn into the physical octave. Now many of these powers you use at night while you are functioning either in your etheric body or your higher mental body. And of course those powers are acting in other activities of creation with which your higher mental body is concerned. But there are many of these wonderful powers of the mind that can come forth into your outer intellectual use, and they will bring you such joy and such illumination as you feel the great freedom which is yours when they serve you more powerfully in the outer that more and more will your sense of limitation just fade out. Now, for instance, for many people, it is sometimes difficult to concentrate upon a thing without getting into a mental tension. And yet, when you demand the fiery mind of the victorious All Christ, draw its powers into your outer use in the great harmony and love of the ascended master's octave, well, in that there can't be any tension or strain or discord of any kind. And yet the power of concentration can be so intense and take you so deep into the heart of the great, great silence that there in the light of eternity can you be shown that which you require next to do in the outer, or that which you wish to draw forth and bring into outer manifestation perhaps years hence, depending entirely upon your desire and your intent, your determination to go into the source from whence you receive what you desire. You see, we have spoken of the dazzling, the all-knowing, dazzling, fathomless, diamond-shining mind of God. To many of you, that is just words. And yet, were you to experiment with the expression and begin to acknowledge that you are that fiery mind of victorious All Christ, there would come a flood of ideas to the outer intellectual consciousness that would bring illumination and an explanation from within yourselves that is self-evident proof of the truth we have told you concerning this. When you enter into the fiery mind of God, do you know what happens? You can't come into that fire of a victorious All Christ and retain any human ideas. This is the place of the consuming of human ideas. So it has a twofold purpose. The moment you enter in to the dazzling light of its activity, well, nothing human can remain in that light. And there you receive marvelous ideas, inspiration, explanation, revelation, and illumination about things that you've never had any contact with before, or only partial information. Now, if I were you, when you have an experience of some sort, or a part of an experience, and you don't seem to quite understand what it means, stop the outer and demand that you enter in the all-knowing, dazzling, fathomless, diamond-shining mind of God, of your almighty I Am presence. And there, as the fiery mind of the victorious All Christ, sit at the feet of that presence and ask it to teach you what is within the light in itself. Teach you what it knows you require next, of what you're going to use in your outer activities, until there comes from within yourself the self-evident knowledge and the truth that is absolutely infallible. If people would only do this thing, they could never again make a mistake in the outer. They make mistakes because they accept this, that, and the other idea, and they don't have any idea where those thoughts come from. But when in the outer, things look reasonable or constructive, and you think it would be a good idea to do that, just hold it in abeyance until you consult with your presence, as it were, and retire into the all-knowing, dazzling, fathomless, diamond-shining mind of your mighty I Am Presence, and ask it to show you unmistakably in the outer self whatever is its desire for you concerning the thing you want to do. Then you can say to the presence, if this is your desire that fulfills the divine plan, then fill me with everything required to bring it into outer manifestation. So it becomes permanent perfection to the earth. And if it is not the divine plan, then close it out so it is impossible to do it. Then, dear ones, if you just took time enough to do that and held it in abeyance, keep demanding that the fiery love of the victorious All Christ control it in outer physical action, well then, oh my, so many wonderful things would unfold themselves to you, and that constantly flowing from within your presence would automatically keep pushed away the human suggestions that are everywhere in the outer world, and yet which might be perfectly constructive but not belong in your world. You see, because a thing is constructive still doesn't mean that it belongs in your world at that time. So it is imperative to enter in to the directing intelligence of your own beloved I Am Presence, because that's the only presence that always knows exactly what's the right thing for you at any time. And then, when you're certain and the presence reveals to you its own desire for you, you will find, almost without exception, that what is really the divine plan for you at that time, once you sincerely and with great determination demand that your presence possess you in the outer and close out everything that does not produce perhaps permanent happiness and perfection for you, then you give it the open door by which it will bring to you from the outer, if need be, whatever you require to fulfill the divine plan at that time. And you will find the thing almost do itself. Then that struggle is gone, don't you see? Now then, when you use the phrase, I am the fiery mind of the victorious All Christ, precious ones, you have no concept of what that'll do for you. Why, that would come to you from the heart of creation the most marvelous inspiration, illumination, and happiness that comes with those right ideas that come from your presence and the ascended master's octave, or from the other activities of creation, the physical sun, the great central sun. There comes such happiness with the right ideas that there could be no mistake about whether it was the fulfillment of the divine plan at this time or not. And we want you to come to this point of absolute assurance. We want you to come to the point where you are so certain within that fiery love and fiery mind of the victorious All Christ that never again can doubt or fear touch you or your feeling world, and never again can human mistakes enter into your affairs. Oh, you will come to a peace you have never known before. It is very wonderful to come to a place of security, beloved ones, from the outer world offers you not one thing that you can be sure of tomorrow. There is not one thing in the outer activities of mankind that is absolutely secure. Everything is only proportionately secure. But when you come into the use of the fiery mind of the victorious All Christ, then, my dear ones, you enter into the realm of the ideas of your higher mental body, or octave, and in using those as they combine together many times, there would come such joy in the doing of that which you want to do in the outer, or what needs to be done, that you could scarcely believe you're living in this world. This is how you can be in the world, but not of it. And, dear ones, there is an expression, you might call it a slang expression, but it really is not, that your young people use, and it's become quite a phrase lately, and that is when you say it's out of this world. Do you know that's one of the most wonderful expressions you could use? Because if it's out of this world, then it's from another world that does not contain the discord of your world. Because may I say to you, as the mighty Saint Germain has said, there is nowhere in creation any greater density or discord or destruction than is on this earth. Therefore, when you say it is out of this world, it's paramount to saying it's better than this world. But oh, what joy you'll have. I just almost hold my breath with happiness, awaiting the moment when you all begin to use with great, great happiness and firm determination that expression, I am the fiery mind of the victorious All Christ. When you say, I am the fiery love of the victorious All Christ, it is a surge of that flame into your feeling world. But when you say, I am the fiery mind of the victorious All Christ, then the mental body receives from the higher mental body those flashes of flame that contain sometimes the explanation almost a century ahead. You can know the future ahead just as easily as you know what you have done from day to day. Then, dear hearts, there is no limitation. Don't you see? If you see clearly ahead that which will bring the perfection of the divine plan fulfilled in your outer experiences, well, that relieves you of any sense of uncertainty or doubt or any struggle in the way of producing a thing, because as you know what is to be done, there would also come with that the full illumination of how to do it the perfect way. And that doesn't contain struggle. It doesn't contain limitation. Oh, dear hearts, everything begins in the light, if it be a perfection. Everything that is constructive is in that light from your beloved I Am presence and from our octave. Therefore, unless you go into that light, how can you be sure of that anything is right? It might appear to you to be so to you from the outer appearance, but you do not know what is behind that appearance. But when you enter in to the fiery mind of the victorious All Christ, you enter in to the realm of cause. And then you, using the cause, consciously produce the effect you desire by conscious, the predetermined plan. All this will remove fear and doubt on all the things that have been your limitations and struggles of the past. And we so want you to be free from them, precious ones. But when you say, the fiery mind of the victorious all Christ, I assure you, from within that light will come fiery inspiration to do just that which is perfect. I will close out the way and means by which that which the presence gives could ever be distorted or misused in the outer, because the outer self didn't know the other things that belonged with it. This is the only way you can have illumination and know everything that belongs in a condition before you start. Oh my, I'm almost breathless tonight with expectation. I hope. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? As you do this, we're all of you for just 1 week to hold close to that expression and use it during the day as many times as you can in the midst of your other activities, just with a happy entering in to that great light from your presence and from our octave, that would come such a flood of explanation and ideas for you to use in your outer activities that are very practical. There wouldn't be one thing come from the fiery mind of the victorious all Christ that would not produce victory for you in the physical octave. Don't you see? This is the way you become so much at peace that you do not make mistakes anymore. As you hold to this, you will find the victory of the all Christ becoming your world of action, and in that there's no struggle. Then you would begin to feel the sense of power of your own mastery over conditions in the physical world, because you would know ahead of time the right thing to do and the right way in which to do it, in order to produce the perfection. So you will have, I am sure, very great joy in the use of this command. Now there are two activities that I want to make very clear to the outer intellect. When you say, I am the fiery mind of the victorious all Christ, then that's just as if you threw the doors wide open, the higher mental body surges through into outer action to help bring you the illumination and the ideas and the assistance to fulfill the divine plan of any particular activity. But when you say, I am the cosmic law's demand for the fiery mind of the victorious all Christ to move into physical action, the fulfillment of its divine plan, then this is what takes place. When you acknowledge, I am the cosmic law's demand, then you are reaching into our authority of the ascended master's octave. And from our standpoint, you call forth our authority into the physical octave, and that would control many conditions in the outer world that you don't know anything about at all. And that is how many times, as you heard the beloved Saint Germain say, we always respond when your higher mental body calls to us for assistance. Well, that is how it comes about. It is through the acknowledgement of the existence of these great powers and realms of activity that you fling the door wide for the gifts and perfection that are there to come into your outer use. And if you don't make that call and keep the door open, how can that come into your outer activities? I want to take up something because many times people unknowingly shut the door to many things that they could have in their outer use because they don't quite realize what's acting. And I want you to get this clear tonight. And this is concerning the world of things. Now, I know sometimes it takes a great deal of energy and perhaps struggle sometimes in caring for the things of the physical world. But dear ones, watch yourselves very carefully that there does not come unknowingly within you a feeling that, oh, things, I don't want things in my world. They're too much trouble. I don't want to be weighted down with things. As surely as you take that, precious ones, will you have a struggle. I want to show you what things are. Your body is a thing, isn't it? Isn't the liquid light that comes into your nerves a thing? You many times require money or supply. And supposing it's money that you want and you need, it's a thing, isn't it? But when you begin to condemn things or feel weary about them, push them aside and say, oh, I don't want them in my world, you have simply locked the door to supply. Don't do that. Things are in this world created by whom? The great cosmic beings, didn't they? Don't the Lord, the Mahachohan, the beings of nature create these flowers, and aren't they things? Aren't they the gifts of the divine? Aren't they placed on the earth for a perfect use? Aren't they placed to produce beauty in your world and happiness and perfection and convenience? And why do you think they're placed there? To be blessed by your love and used to fulfill the divine plan to bring happiness to life and beautify the universe. So watch that expression. I have seen so many people struggle under financial limitation for years because unknowingly within the feeling world there was a certain condemnation of things. Don't do that. Because it's impossible for your presence to bring into your outer use what you require if you're going to condemn it. And when you say, oh, I don't want things. It's too much effort. Well, you're saying when you say that, you're saying you don't want your body. It's too much effort. You don't want your home. It's too much effort. You don't want food, it's too much effort. What in the name of God could God do for you if that feeling is unknowingly in your world? There are many, many people that have lived under strain and struggle for years because of that one expression, and they didn't know what was acting in the feeling world. Much of it is done unknowingly, precious ones. And I'm making this clear in the explanation tonight because you are the director of things, aren't you? Aren't you the right user of things? Aren't the ascended masters the director of the great directors of the planets of the system, and aren't the planets things in the universe? If the ascended masters use things, why shouldn't you use them properly to produce happiness and perfection? We have these magnificent homes. We have these great temples that are our homes in the electronic belt around the physical sun. And those homes are filled with magnificent jewels, with flowers, with decorations over the windows and the doors. Flowers made of flame, whose beauty is indescribable, in your words. And those are things, we use them. They pour forth certain radiation to the earth. They pour forth certain radiation to other planets in the system. And that radiation is the love and blessing and beauty of our life, of our love. So we use things, but we use them in the right way to produce happiness and beautify the universe and give greater action to life. And what happens? When you use things, you are raising the substance, the energy of within those things. You're raising the consciousness of the beings who produce them, and it is the great work of creation. So don't condemn things, my dear ones. Don't ever let that thing act in your world ever again. From tonight, I shall, with your permission, withdraw all the feeling that has been qualified by that phrase and that mistake. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, if there are things in your world or things that you want to draw into your world, then always qualify whatever things come into your custodianship or use or direction. Always just happily charge all things with such love and purity and perfection and beauty, and then just command that all things be used to fulfill the great divine plan that brings always joy to life around you. That everything in your world is blessed with so much love and gratitude from your feeling world that it brings infinite joy to all life that touches your world. That's the right use of things. And if sometimes the care of things seems to weary the outer self, well, call and say, well, mighty I am presence, if the care of this seems to produce discord, well, you charge me with enough love or whatever is necessary. Send a master friends to take care of it so that it fulfills its divine plan and produces happiness instead of strain. You see, there's the right use of everything. And if life didn't have a right use, those things wouldn't be in existence. You would have inertia, and everything just kept quiescent in the unformed state if it were not for things. Things are the manifested universe. And precious ones, everything that is beautiful or constructive has come forth from God or by God's command. Because the destructive forces don't produce them. They don't produce something beautiful for perfect use. Therefore, all that is constructive and beautiful in this world has come forth by some command of life to be used in the right place to bring happiness and beautify the universe. So be very careful. If you just learn to love and bless everything, in the physical octave that comes to your attention, thus bless it with the love and of your presence, and command it to fulfill the great divine plan that produces joy for everybody. So few people charge forth joy to life. They want it themselves, but they don't give it. And all you have to do, if you want to be happy for one day, you can try it out. Say to your I Am Presence, I am the fiery joy of the victorious All Christ in everything I do this day. I am the fiery joy of the victorious Christ that gives happiness to everybody I contact this day. Why, precious ones, you couldn't help but be happy if you charge that into all the life around you. You can charge it into plant life. You can charge it into inanimate substance. You can charge it to people. You can charge it into the air. Why, the heavens would fall or open and flood to you every good thing with that love. The powers of nature would love you if you were to charge this forth with that love. The powers of nature would bow to you. The roses would bow to you. The trees would bow to you as you pass by because of that response to love. Try me out. Why do you think I am the one that spoke that fiat long ago, that so long as the stars remain and the heavens send down dew, so long shall the union last? Why do you think I sent forth that fiat into the future of America? Because I loved America. Thank you, precious ones, and may I say, someday all in America will know who I am and love me. Thank you, precious ones. Our beloved ones, with your love joined to mine, on your constant calls, that light of 1,000 suns shall descend into America, and not the whole world united can stand against her. Thank you, precious ones. And then may America become as pure as the driven snow, and the people within her borders arise and fulfill the great divine plan of her destiny and expand that purity by that light from the heart of creation, the mighty I Am presence of everyone within her borders, and from the central sun itself, until that expanding light goes forth throughout the earth and mankind find there are no more shadows ever again to disturb. Won't you be seated, please? Be as positive as steel against the destructive forces of the outer world at this time, but enter in to these fiery activities of the victorious All Christ and demand their possession and control of all physical action in your nation and throughout the world. And you shall have assistance from cosmic beings and legions of cosmic fire that alone can handle the mass accumulation of mankind's rightful creation. But the hour strikes when the purification must approach. With your love and ours, through your calls and the use of your own authority of life, demanding the victory of the All Christ to now possess and control all within your borders to the immortal freedom of the earth, shall there come hourly greater and greater activities of the cosmic fire until they have penetrated all on the earth and even into the structure of earth itself, and mankind turn Godward with a love that draws them into eternal freedom. May I commend you tonight to the fiery heart of the victorious All Christ, that flame, that presence, that all-knowing, dazzling, fathomless, diamond-shining mind of God, the mighty I Am presence from the heart of creation, from the physical sun and the great central sun, from all mankind, not only on the earth, but those who belong to the earth but are out of embodiment at this time. May everything in the system converge now to bring this fire of the victorious All Christ into outer action, to move over the face of the earth that which takes command and compels purification and perfection by God's command. Make your hearts the heart of a victorious All Christ. Make your feeling world the fiery feeling of the victorious All Christ. Charge your mind with the fiery mind of the victorious All Christ. I'll let that happiness from our octave, the fiery happiness of the victorious All Christ, come into your daily activities and charge all physical energy with that immortal purity which moves into outer command, the perfection that must become permanent to this world. And the great purity from the heart of creation comes into mankind and shuts off that which has dishonored God. Go forward with joy in your hearts and demand the obedience of the ascended masters charge their fiery victory into the outer self till it can never again make a mistake. I let it possess you into the fulfillment of your destiny unto the ascension. May the beloved land of America be so filled for the victory of the All Christ and all the fiery qualities of that great, great activity from the heart of the central sun, that flame moves throughout the nation now in ever-increasing intensity till every destructive force is removed, purified, and compelled to fulfill the great divine plan as life intends. Keep charging the victory of the All Christ into everything you do. Dear hearts, that comes from your higher mental bodies, those of all mankind, from our octave, physical sun, the great central sun, all converges to bring that manifestation into outer physical action till all human way of qualifying God's mighty energy has been consumed, and of their own free will, mankind turned back to the source of eternal happiness, that beloved mighty I Am presence. Close the physical form with its great radiance, and mankind live as God intends, in the great enjoyment and use of all the God powers of the universe to produce perfection and magnificent manifestation in this world, and forever closes the door of that which should never have been in existence at all. You are privileged to know this activity of the cosmic fire and be a part of the purifying and redeeming and raising of the earth out of that which should never have manifested. Therefore, call forth the fiery legions of the victorious All Christ to be your friends and assistants in your outer activities, and they will guard while you do your best to bring the light that is the only power that consumes the darkness. May its fiery victory, the All Christ, blaze its loving presence, its boundless gifts, its immortal protection, and cosmic powers without limit into your outer use and lift you beyond the outer self until your presence, the day star of your existence, stands ever radiant and shining above you, whose light is seen by all, and from whose heart flows forth the blessings and perfection of eternal love. May that power be yours and clothe you with its victory forever. Thank you with all my Thank you for your love. Thank you for your power tonight. Pour it forth through us all and hold us so close in the victory of the All Christ, and the fiery love from your heart. We go forward and give to our beloved Saint Germain everything he requires for America to quickly release the people from that which has cast dishonor upon them. The brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly from that limitless outpouring of such fiery love from the victorious All Christ, that it goes before us everywhere, possessing and controlling all physical action, all physical energy and substance, and compelling the fulfillment of the great divine plan, the ascended master's way. And we accept that even as the call goes forth. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in whatever power of your fiery love of the victorious old Christ, till it blazes around us everywhere, and all mankind are compelled to know this truth of the mighty I am present, and be free now while they have the opportunity. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, great cosmic angel, and all the great ones who have assisted us come this far in the light. Stand our guard and forbid the approach of the shadows ever again for any reason. The seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress every power of the cosmic fire of the victorious all Christ, until its blazing presence has consumed everything. Unlike the great honor flame of God's cosmic heart, until all stand ascended and free. We thank thee without limit for eternity. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I'm presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, charge it to the fiery love of the victorious Christ, and blaze it in worldwide action till there is not one shadow remains, and compel America to arise immortally victorious and God free from all that is of war forever. The Elm of Peace, take thy possession of America and the world, and control all in this world forever. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the fiery love of the victorious cosmic Christ to move into outer command and to hold possession for eternity. And may every blessing that the great cosmic crystal cup holds flood into the outer use of those on this radiation and make them the custodians of the world. Compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all. Now, may that fiery love of the victorious all Christ compel peace in physical flame, every in the great cosmic flame, in all physical action, come into outer manifestation as quickly as possible, and return our blessed ones from overseas and see no more are ever permitted to leave our shores. In that activity of protection, they belongs to our nation forever.